Hello, this is the Ely Phenology Report for the Ely area for the week of November 13th through November 20th. My name is Matthew, and I am reporting from Ms. Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School, reviewing the highs and lows for last week. Our high temperature was 39 degrees on the 14th of November, and our low temperature was 3 degrees on the 19th. Sam, I've noticed that our average temperature is going down about 1 degree every 2 to 3 days. Compared to last Monday, today is 18 minutes shorter than last week, with sunrise at 7:22 a.m. and sunset at 4:26 p.m. Students have observed that most lakes are frozen with a dusting of snow on them. Robert, Sam L., and Tommy have seen ice fishing on Low Lake, Eagle's Nest Lake, and Red Lake. We still have a covering of snow on the ground. Jace is noticing that there are still a lot of leaves on his white oak tree in his yard. The cedar tree in Liam's yard has lost about 25% of its leaves, and there is a jack pine tree in Abby's yard, and she reported that the sap is freezing mid-drip and on the bark and is still a little sticky. Another student, Sam P., has seen several branches snap and break off of his plum tree because of the heavy snowfall. There were animal sounds, tracks, and many animals seen in the last week. During ski practice at Hidden Valley last week, Lily, Ava, and Liam saw a red fox on the side of the trail. It looked like it was searching in the snow for food. Sam F. and other students have observed many deer in town, and he thinks they are smart and know if it is a safe place to be during the winter hunting season. There was a blue jay in Isaiah's uncle's backyard that was at the deer feeder eating the corn. Wolf tracks were seen by Sam out on the Cloquet line, and Sarah has heard both wolves and coyotes howling. Chickadees were seen by Leo when he was hunting, and Izzy saw a single chickadee perched on a tree in town. We are thinking winter is here to stay, and many students are hoping for more snow. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report. We'll be back next week reporting on more changes.